Welcome back to another session of Down and Dirty's Naughty Tales from our crew at AdamandEve.com. We hope you got a thrill off last week's story, and you took advantage of the Adam and Eve promo code we gave you. If you missed out, no trippin', it's still available for a short time only. So you better act quick and use the promo code DIRTY50 to get half off a whole bunch of sexy shit over at AdamandEve.com. What kind of kinky shit have you been up to this week? I bet it's nowhere near as fucking amazing as the story you're about to hear. I've already given it a listen, and I know I'll be wanting more. These bitches and hoes seem to get it in all the right places. So sit back, might one up, grab a drink or two, and get ready to hear this week's wild fuckfest.
Every other weekend, I have to take my husband's clothes to the dry cleaner. My husband's a lawyer, so he has a lot of suits, and they have to be dry cleaned. I don't know why I have to do it. Why can't he just ask his secretary, Georgette? I mean, he's fucking her anyway in that big office of his. Know how I know? Because I once found her pink panties in his desk drawer. They were rolled into a ball and smelled like fresh pussy juice. Oh, he was getting fucked all right. Probably right on his desk. I bet he called her into his office one day to empty his trash. And when she bent over and he got a good look at that nice round ass of hers, he went crazy. My husband loves ass. He'd lick mine all day, using his hot tongue, rimming my sweet little hole, and driving me crazy. Oh, baby. And then he'd make his way down to my juicy, swollen pussy lips and slurp it all up. God, that man could make me come in a minute. I'd squirt all over him, and he'd love it. But I guess he needed more, because now he was fucking Georgette, and she was getting my orgasms. And that doesn't make me very happy. So I wanted to get back at my husband, you know, really teach him a lesson. But how? I'm just a simple housewife. I don't meet a lot of people. And then I remembered the dry cleaner. Well, he was this really good-looking black guy named Maurice. And whenever I'd come in with my husband's suits, he'd always smile at me. But I noticed Maurice looking every once in a while at my breasts. I mean, okay, I do have a large rack, 36 double Ds, and I tend to wear low-cut tops to sort of show them off. Why not, you know? Oh, and did I mention my nipples? They were so sexy and always standing at attention. And lately, they weren't getting enough attention as far as I was concerned. So I put on a tight little halter top that I was practically busting out of, some real short shorts that barely covered my firm, tight ass, and grabbed some of my husband's suits and went over to see Maurice. Well, when Maurice saw me walk in, he nearly died. Sure, he gave me a smile, but I could feel his eyes all over me, stripping me down. I mean, the guy was eye-fucking me, and I loved it. I bent over the counter to hand him the suits, and oops, guess what happened? One of my huge titties fell right out of my halter. I gasped. Oops, so embarrassed. My erect nipple was fully out there, and Maurice's mouth started to water. I could see him pushing down the large hard-on that was starting to bulge in his pants. I apologized and said, "Oh, I am so sorry. I hope I didn't embarrass you." He said it wasn't a problem. I then asked if he had a safety pin so I could adjust my halter so my breasts wouldn't keep falling out over and over again. And he gave me one and said I could use the fitting room to put it on. And I said, "Oh, Maurice, you're so sweet." And as he was leading me to the back room, I could feel my cunt starting to get wet with anticipation. Oh, yeah, baby. I mean, I never cheated on my husband, and I have never been with a black man before. And I wondered if what they said was true, you know, like black men having the long, thick cocks. Well, I was about to find out. We got into the small fitting room that didn't have a door, only a curtain. I went inside, and Maurice said he'd wait for me outside in case I needed anything. I wonder what that could have meant. So I slipped off my halter, freeing my huge white breasts. I squeezed them and pinched my nipples. Oh, God, I was getting so excited just knowing he was right outside that curtain. My pussy was so wet now that I could feel my little shorts getting all soaked. Oh, fuck it, I thought. My husband's fucking his secretary. That man needs to be taught a lesson. So I called out, "Maurice, I was wondering if you could help me pin this?" Well, he came inside and saw me standing there with my tits out all perky and suckable, and his hand started to shake when I handed him the safety pin. I turned my back to him and raised my arms so he could pin the back of my halter, and all of a sudden I felt his big hands on my waist, making their way up to my pendulous boobs. He grabbed them, mushing them around, squishing them and pulling at my nips till I squealed in pain. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, then he started pulling down my shorts and rubbing at my ass and saying, "Oh, baby, you got a fucking nice ass on you. I want to see all of it." So he took them off, and I could hear him unzipping his pants behind me. I quivered in excitement, knowing at any moment I was going to feel his thick, hard, big, huge cock rubbing up against me. And that's just what he did. Oh, yeah. It felt so good. Oh, he rubbed the head up and down my crack. I spread my legs open so he could feel my clit all wet and swollen, just waiting for him to stick it in. And he bent me over, and he took his huge, thick, black cock of his, and he rammed it into my sweet flower, parting my lips with such force. Oh, I gasped. He held my ass firmly and plowed his prick into me. My pussy fit his cock like a hot, smooth glove. I moaned with every thrust. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, they were right. Black guys are fucking mammoth. Oh, I reached behind me, and I felt his big swinging balls. Oh, man, this guy had a fucking major load in there, and I was the lucky girl to get it. His cock kept rubbing up and down my clit, unrelentless, pushing into me, impaling me, back and forth. Oh, God, hammering his cock into my dripping cunt. Oh, baby. Oh, I couldn't take any more. I suddenly came violently, gushing my hot juices all over his turgid meat pole. Oh, I whimpered, exhausted. Yeah, but he wasn't through with me. With one last exploding thrust, he shot his hot load into my quivering cunt like a fucking geyser, shoving it back and forth like the black fuck machine he was. And when Maurice finally pulled out, I turned to see his thick black monster cock still swollen and glistening with my pussy foam. I thought, oh boy, if my husband could see me now, getting lots of black cock. But secretly, I was hoping he'd keep fucking his secretary so I could keep fucking my hot black dry cleaner.
Now that was something I'll be thinking about all night long. Did it get you as throbbing as it got me? Fuck, I'm gonna need a moment to collect myself. Alright, I'm back with you bitches. So what did you think about this week's story? Don't forget to leave us some feedback so we've got a clue what y'all are loving and what y'all are hating. This week's Adam and Eve promo code is DIRTY50. They give you 50% off almost any fucking item. Free shipping, free porn DVDs, and a mystery gift. What's wrong with those bitches? They are giving the store away. Make sure you get yourself some sweet shit and give us a holla in the feedback, letting us know what you got over at adamandeve.com. See you next week, my bitches and hoes.